This spring, Morning Edition is going to the Midwest to listen to Americans who live in and around a small city just across the Missouri River from St. Louis County. Senior national correspondent Linda Wertheimer will be talking to people there about the big events in the news and how their town is affected. First, an introduction to the place. The town and the surrounding county are both called St. Charles. It's near the confluence of the Missouri and Mississippi rivers. St. Charles has been doing business on the water since the region was settled by French fur trappers. History, Linda Wertheimer reports, is very important to that corner of Missouri.
St. Charles was, in the early days of this country, the last stop on the way to the West. Lewis and Clark stopped here to buy provisions and hire some additional men before setting off to find a way to the Western Ocean. A tiny museum in the oldest part of St. Charles celebrates the town's connection to the men who made that journey.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hey, you just came from the first state capital, right?
Yeah.
You probably learned some new stuff there, didn't you?
Yeah.
Fourth graders from the Babbler Elementary School are settling in for a slideshow and a lecture from Bob Brecht, who is dressed as an 18th century citizen of St. Charles. The children have been studying the Louisiana Purchase when the land where they now live passed from the French to the new United States.
The man we see in the picture here is very important to the Lewis and Clark expedition. Right, it's not Lewis, it's not Clark, it's Thomas Jefferson.
Mimi and Daryl Jackson own the museum. He's also involved with the reenactors, the men who take the keel boat, a replica of the one Lewis and Clark commanded, up the river, as the explorers did. The Jacksons took us down to the banks of the Missouri where the boats are stored, near where the explorers camped. Since their day, the river has been straightened and dredged. It's deeper and faster.
When Lewis and Clark came through here, the river was wide and flat, and the current was probably 1 to 3 miles an hour. That's one of the reasons they could move up river. We've rowed the keel boat in this river as it is now, and it took 12 of us to hold the boat steady.
The boats were lovingly constructed right here in St. Charles, and a new museum is being built to house them. According to Bob Sanford, Lewis and Clark were the beginning of a prosperous and busy period for St. Charles. Sanford is a retired businessman and president of the local historical society.
We had a very prosperous wagon-making capability here, harness-making, gun-making, all those kinds of things, blacksmith shops. This was practically the last civilized place that you could outfit yourself.
Sanford says the mapping of the Santa Fe Trail started from St. Charles. People making for California and the gold fields came through here. But the 20th century began with St. Charles as a smaller, sleepier place. In the 50s, it woke up again. Bob Sanford watched it happen from his boyhood home just outside St. Charles. The first road in the interstate highway system began here in 1956. It cut straight across the front of the Sanford farm.
They brought the big earth movers and bulldozers, and then they poured the first strip of concrete. Well, of course, no cars were on it, so we used to ride our bicycles up and down the road on this nice, brand-new thing. We would roller skate on it, and that became the new way for us to get into town.
As the river once did, the interstate brought new business and new residents into St. Charles County. It's the fastest-growing county in the state now. A fairly conservative place, reliably voting Republican. Much has changed, but Bob Sanford's farm is still there, a venerable farmhouse facing I-70. Fields of wheat straw surrounded by industrial parks.
We have developed a very viable aircraft industry here. Boeing has a nice plant on the north end of town. We have a pretty good size automobile industry. MasterCard has built a big clearinghouse here.
Not all businesses are thriving. Tourism is down since 9/11. A nearby Ford plant is expected to close, but the MasterCard Verification Center is doing fine, as is the Riverfront Casino, and business is good at the Boeing plant, which makes missiles and guidance systems for bombs. Robert Algarotti works for Boeing. He says that since 9/11, the government has tripled its order for guidance assemblies to make old-style bombs into smart bombs. Joint Direct Attack Munitions, JDAM.
The JDAM is told where it is before it's dropped. The airplane actually tells the bomb where it is. The bomb is also told where the target is. And as long as the aircraft drops the bomb within the range of that target, then the bomb will know where he's supposed to go and how to get there.
Mr. Algarotti is communications manager for weapons at Boeing. We met at a local restaurant, the Lewis and Clark, because Boeing no longer allows visitors on site. There have been a couple of small anti-war demonstrations at the St. Charles plant, but the increased security has more to do, Mr. Algarotti says, with the stepped-up schedules. Boeing is St. Charles' third-largest employer, with about 1,000 people. We had breakfast with the mayor of St. Charles on the old riverfront. Patty York is a nonpartisan mayor running for re-election. She also plays down the anti-war activity. She says the town is blessed to be growing still, despite the national economic downturn. Her town voted for President Bush. He's been here three times. She says support for the president is strong, but there is concern about the possibility of war with Iraq. It's not like it was just before the Gulf War, she says.
I'm not seeing people out there waving flags one way or another. We're not seeing massive demonstrations here either. We're not seeing a call to war. I think everybody's optimistically cautious at this point in time that perhaps things will all be taken care of, and we've shown our force, and let's bring the troops home.
Mayor York has several pictures of herself with the president in her downtown office, but she also has several pictures of her son, a young Marine who's already left for Kuwait. The mayor wears a diamond-studded cross on a chain around her neck, and it clinks as she talks against a dog tag.
My son's dog tag. His name is Adrian. He's a Marine, and he's Marine Reserve. He's actually a policeman in the city of St. Louis and was called up, and that's been a little over 2 months ago. We did get a letter from him. He is in Iraq. That's about all he'll tell me right now.
St. Charles certainly will support the troops if there is a war, Mayor Patty York says. She also says that as a mother, she very much hopes for peace. We'll be talking to more of the people who live here, listening to their views about the possibility of war, about the United Nations, and about the president. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, St. Charles, Missouri.